We continue on in this series of Psalms of Ascent, the journey to Jerusalem that was introduced to us and these prayers that the pilgrims prayed as they were on the journey. As we prepare to enter into God's word this day, will you pray with me? Gracious God, pour forth your spirit upon these, the hearts and minds and thoughts of your people, that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts might be acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It is a very strange turn of phrase to encounter images of building when one is on a journey. Right in the middle of these Psalms of Ascent, this pilgrim's journey to Jerusalem, which in a psalm that is also considered one of the wisdom psalms, I think it is very wise. And I think it is wise for us, however, to look at this psalm of building, this psalm of ascent, and claim the Lord's power with the very foundation of life. To be building when one is on a move, on a journey. And yet often we are building best when we are on the move. Or are we moving best when we are building? It's a challenge to look at what we take on that journey and how we can indeed build in the midst of it. We yearn, I think, at times, sometimes more often than others, for things to stand still a bit just so that we can rest a little. Not like the government shutdown kind of slowing down and its aftermath that we've just experienced. But we find over and over again the nature of life is that it is not that way. That change comes and change is inevitable. That transitions are all around us, if not in our own lives, then in the lives of so many that we hear. The question for us this day, and perhaps all days, is the question that Pastor Medhat raised for us early in this series: how to remain faithful and real in that process. And for us, in this psalm today, as we encounter it, to claim the truth, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. I love the story in the book of Acts of one of the times that Paul was being threatened, for there were many in the book of Acts, the story of the wise Pharisee Gamaliel, who ended his speech saying, "Let's not be so hasty here," by saying, "If this plan or this undertaking is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is of God, you will not be able to overthrow them." Meaning Paul and his companions in this story in Acts 5. This Psalm of 127, which starts with calling us back to the very foundation of life, to the Lord God, who gives life, redeems, and enlivens all of life, and calls us to move with vision, with hope, and with power. Family or city, all need a foundation in God. And at the heart of that foundation is a relationship with God. It is what brings us back each week to this place, to be renewed, inspired, to be reminded that we are not the center of all life, but our Lord should be. It's not about us, but about the Lord's building in our midst. And I don't mean this 100-year-old church. The Lord's building in our lives, individually and in community together. Blessed be your name, O Lord, as we sang in the opening hymn today with the worship band. I can't think, however, about building without thinking of the 2 years that we spent on the journey with Nehemiah, rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem. The people gathered from so many different directions to rebuild, to work together, seeking God in humility, in trust, in faith, that God would guide, inspire, and bring forth the resources needed to accomplish what God had given them to do. That's why I asked Andrew to share that story this morning with our children. There are numerous images of building throughout the Psalms, but this is the only one we find amid these Psalms of journey and descent to Jerusalem, one that includes the travel on the journey. The Apostle Paul knew about building as he developed the churches and communities of faith in his day. In his final words to the letter to the Philippians, he reminded the people of their focus in prayer, to keep their focus on God and God's will for their life together, to bring everything they had and everything they were to that God, holding nothing back and keeping that focus strong. For we are God's people, God's building to seek to do God's will in the world wherever we find ourselves. It's also one of the reasons that I like our Wednesday morning prayer breakfast. As we come from work and before work, intergenerational, across our diversity, midweek to lift up what we have heard on Sunday expressed in prayer, what is before us as a church, what is happening in our city, our community, and our world. There's a fullness in remembering that, not just on Sunday morning, but midweek as well. There is a joy in coming together to realize that we are not on our own, that we may cast our cares upon the Lord, and we need not worry in the midst of that. True rest comes only from the Lord, the psalmist writes, not from our own doing. The psalmist reminds, eating the bread of anxious toil will not serve us well. Yet what does this say about the results of prayer in a foundation built upon the Lord? It doesn't say in this text that if we pray, God will give us everything we want. But rather, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. The first pastor that I worked with nearly 25 years ago now used to remind us frequently that Jesus told his disciples, as it is recorded in John, a peace that the world does not give and the world does not take away. And this letter to the Philippians finishes later in chapter 4, God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. The Lord builds the house upon the real needs which are there, and we partner in that as we gather together. I think of this kind of peace as a peace which opens up space to enable us to see new opportunities, new possibilities before us, a space where things may be made much clearer if the anxiety can be taken out. Now, it's true that a little bit of anxiety helps the system to move and to look more closely, but too much anxiety can paralyze and block vision and turn us inward. Fortunately, in most communities, there are people who are highly anxious and people who don't seem to get anxious about anything, even when they should. And that is the benefit and the wonder of being in community together, to let those gifts weave together. And prayer weaves those things together in and around in all ways that can bring calm, to call us back to the God who made us and strengthens us and allows for new vision to surface. God's light and power to break through in surprising ways. And so on Wednesday mornings, we gather here at 7:30, thanks to Sean Patton's wonderful cooking skills. We also have a hot breakfast. We take a moment in fellowship with one another to wait in silence and listen for where God is leading. We do the same in Sunday mornings, away from what people normally are these days seem to be doing on Sunday mornings. And I know many of you take time in your weeks as well and in the ministry of our prayer chain. at the heart of this congregation and what it has become is prayer, and a willingness to step out to risk in faith, even when the path is not fully clear. Prayer has a way of clearing the way for that to happen when we truly connect to God as the foundation of life itself. And so the journey continues with the challenge to let the Lord build the house, for what the Lord wills for this place and all of our lives will be. And it will bring a peace that the world does not give and the world can never take away. Several weeks ago, as we began this journey, I said into these Psalms of Ascent, Pastor Med had challenged us to be faithful and real. When we seek to do that through the power of prayer, there can be amazing building. Past, present, future. What is the faithful thing for us to do today? To listen for the work that God is already doing to build the house and guard the city, and to continue building where the Lord is building the house. May God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Let us live into that hope, and that hope alone, with joy today and always. Amen.